Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Lots of unrest is happening on the border of Gaza. This is the place where Hamas, the terrorist organization, has had control for the last several years, since at least 2005. We're going to be talking about this issue, about the upcoming embassy opening in May, and the Saudi prince's statement regarding Israel's land and the Jewish people. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, has been in control of what's called the Gaza Strip. This is a piece of land that borders Israel. It is actually part of Israel, and it also borders the Mediterranean Sea. And this is a piece of real estate, if you will, controlled by Hamas, a terrorist organization. And they have encouraged people to go to the border of Gaza and protest. Also, there is intelligence that says embedded within those citizens as they are protesting are terrorist cells. And they also are trying to make their way into Israel to commit terrorist acts. Israel has responded. The United Nations says that they want to review the situation, which is, of course, that's a worthless entity anyway, and they always side with the Palestinians against Israel. But in light of all of that, there's lots of things coming up. There's this unrest there. It's a Hamas-controlled entity, section of Israel. And the question is, will a two-state solution ever work under these kinds of conditions? And the Saudi prince has recently weighed in on this very issue.
Yeah, a number of things to look at here and unpack. The Hamas orchestrated violence that occurred there on the border, as you mentioned, in Gaza, where they had terrorist cells trying to breach the fence and effectively go after soldiers and so forth. Of course, the UN, of course, the mainstream media call it protests. These were riots. These were terrorist activity. Israel reacted as they have to in self-defense. Unfortunately, lives were lost. But, the spin is just, it's dizzying the way that they spin this to try to, again, vilify. And that was the plan from all along with
this,
wasn't
it? Yeah, that was the plan.
Yeah,
you know, 17 people at one particular time were killed. Of those 17, 10 were known terrorists. So you can see the terrorists were encouraging the individuals, in some cases maybe forcing the individuals, to go to the border to protest. Embedded within that, as they always do, are terrorist organizations, terrorist cells, intent on committing terrorist acts. This is what they did, Holly, a few years ago, where they actually were shooting rockets from hospital rooms, windows, and storing weapons in schools. And they would use children as human body shields. This is a terrorist organization. You can't negotiate with this entity. They have now come out in response to the United States recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and relocating the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which will actually happen this coming May. They've come out and said that all of the land is Palestine. In other words, there is no Jewish right to the land anywhere. It's not just Gaza they want. It's not just half of Jerusalem they want. They say all of Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine, and Palestine, they say, is the entire land. There is no Israel. In fact, in their schools, the maps that they teach in schools have no mention of Israel.
Wow.
Kids grow up that the entire land is called Palestine and that Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. There's no mention of Israel.
You know, the Saudi prince says, I believe that each people anywhere has a right to live in their peaceful nation. I believe the Palestinians and the Israelis have the right to have their own land. But we have to have a peace agreement to assure the stability for everyone and to have normal relations. You know, so this all sounds great and very commendable on his part. But for throughout history, as you're saying, the Palestinians don't make any efforts to have a peace agreement.
Yeah, and you know,
they
this
want
is
it
the
all.
New Saudi prince who actually is doing some significant reforms mm-hmm. in Saudi Arabia, we obviously heard about what he did with regards to women able to drive cars. Now, that doesn't sound like a big deal for us.
Over there it is.
But over there it
women
is a big deal.
Women are considered property, yeah.
Yeah. And also what he did was say that aircraft flying to Israel can now go over Saudi Arabia airspace. Now, that's a big deal because before they were not able to do so, and requiring them to go around a different route actually adds 3 hours,
wow,
depending upon where you're coming from, to the flight. That adds fuel cost. It adds extra time. Saudi Arabia has now said, you can fly over our airspace to go directly to Israel. But he also has come out and he said that the Jews do have a right to the land.
Which they do.
At one time, he also came out right after President Trump said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. He came out with this statement in which he said something to the effect that the solution he suggests is for Egypt to give some land to the Palestinians on the Sinai area at the border of Israel and let them have that. Israel is a small place. Let Egypt give them some land. Let them go there. They can have their independent state and let mm-hmm. Israel have its independent state rather than carve up Israel, because the way they want to carve it up, there's two different ways, Matt, they want to carve it up. One, they want to make it look like an hourglass. And then once you concede that, with a very narrow section in the middle, 9 miles wide at the largest or the smallest place in the middle, then they want to go ahead and kind of redraw the map and say, well, that was just phase one. Phase two is the entire land becomes Palestine.
So how did the Palestinians, respond to his offer?
Well, they don't like it.
I didn't think so.
Well, and what's amazing, what I appreciate his words here.
Yeah.
He says, but we have to have a peace agreement mm-hmm. to assure the stability for everyone and to have normal relations.
That
well, there's
peace,
only,
yeah.
there's one side that is refusing a peace agreement. In fact, that one side will settle for nothing less than the total annihilation of Israel and all of the Jewish people. Again, the point being, there's only one reasonable party here, one democratic free peoples here, that those are the Israelis, and Arabs are the free, and Israel are the freest of all Muslim people in the Middle East. Israel is the freest place that even the Arabs can possibly go.
Yeah, and you know, Saudi Arabia wants a partner against Iran because Iran is Shia, Saudi Arabia is Sunni, and Iran would like to take over Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Middle East. They know that they're not going to have a partner in the Palestinians, but they know that they would have a partner with Israel. So they want to cooperate with and work with Israel. But everyone knows who has any knowledge about this situation is exactly what you said. You have to have people on both sides of the table willing to come to an agreement. And when you only have Israel wanting peace and the other side not wanting peace, there's nothing to negotiate. In fact, the interesting thing is publicly, the Palestinians and Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas, they might say, well, they want peace. They want the 67 borders. Privately, they would say the entire land is Palestine. There is no right of the Jews anywhere. Now, with President Trump coming out and saying Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, they are saying publicly what they have said privately. When I say privately, they say one thing in English. They used to say one thing in English, and then they go back to their people and they speak in Arabic. And that way the English-speaking, non-Arabic-speaking world didn't understand what they were saying. People who understand Arabic do. Now what they're coming out and saying is, in English, exactly what they've always said before. Israel doesn't have any right to the land. All of Jerusalem belongs to the Palestinians. All of the land should be Palestine. You can't have a peace partner there. Well, you know, pray for Israel. We have Christians in Defense of Israel, CIDIsrael.org, and we have Covenant Journey, CovenantJourney.org, and we have a number of trips coming up this summer taking Christian college-age students to Israel. I encourage you to go to CovenantJourney.org and look at some of the stories of some of these amazing young people. You can go there and learn more about CovenantJourney.org and pray about supporting this ministry, because it really is a life-changing opportunity for these Christian college students. And what's coming up, too, is the embassy will open in May. Lots of things happening. Pray for Israel. Pray for Liberty Council and our Israel-related ministries. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and your regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.